listening to Enduring Words for Troubled Times, a daily devotional brought to you by Pastor David Guzik for Enduring Word.
Let's talk about receiving wisdom from God. And I want to read to you from James chapter 1, starting at verse 5, and I'm going to read all the way through verse 8. This is what we read. If any of you lacks wisdom, let him ask of God, who gives to all liberally and without reproach, and it will be given to him. But let him ask in faith, with no doubting, for he who doubts is like a wave of the sea driven and tossed by the wind. For let not that man suppose that he will receive anything from the Lord. He is a double-minded man, unstable in all his ways. In every trial and difficulty of life, we need wisdom from God. We need to know if it's God's will for us to escape the difficulty, or if God wants us to endure the difficulty. Now, that knowledge doesn't come easily, so we need wisdom from God. Here, James says that to receive wisdom, we simply ask of God, who gives wisdom to us generously without despising us for asking. We also remember that God has given us the foundation for all wisdom in His Word. Our seeking after God's wisdom must always begin and end in the Bible. If we think God is guiding us any other way, then it must always be consistent with what He has already told us in the Bible. Now, we have this promise of God in James 1 for God to give us wisdom. Yet sometimes we feel that we ask God for wisdom, but we don't receive it. Why does that happen sometimes? Well, our asking for wisdom must be made like any other request we bring to God. We must ask in faith without doubting God's ability or His desire to give us His wisdom. For example, when we seek wisdom in the Bible, we must believe that what we read is God's Word, and we must believe that it speaks to us today. When we come to God in faith, He's always ready to receive us. So don't be afraid to come to Him too often. God always wants to add new blessings to what He's given to us before. Do you serve the God of the clenched fist, or do you serve the God of the open, giving hand? So if we come to God without faith, we have no foundation before Him. We are unstable, and we shouldn't expect to receive from God. Are your doubts and fears hindering you before God? If so, then be like the man that we read about in Mark chapter 9. This man came to Jesus and he said, "Lord, I believe. Help my unbelief." You see, I would say that that man was not double-minded. He desired to believe, and he asserted his belief. Yet at the same time, he felt the inadequacy of his faith. So he asked Jesus for help so that he could trust Jesus the way that he wanted to. God is always ready to help our faith. What we need to do is come to Him with the faith that we have and humbly ask Him to give us more. So today, take comfort in knowing that you can come to the God of the open hand, and you don't need to come to the God of the clenched fist. God is open and loving and ready to give to all those who come to Him by faith. You can do that today.
Thanks for listening. For more information about Pastor David Guzik and his ministry, please visit enduringword.com.